Our final speaker of the day is Katie Hopful, who is presenting on construction and O&M contracts. Katie is the VP of Business Development and Contract Management at RNWBL, an independent renewable service provider. Since joining, RNWBL has grown to over 600 field technicians with over 2 gigawatts under long-term management. Please help me welcome Katie.
Guess it'd probably be easier just to stay seated.
No, I'm your last one of the day.
Almost there. Thanks for having me, everyone. I feel like I'd be remiss to note that I'm the only one of the day that's not a lawyer. Happy to admit that. Lawyers are my favorite people to work with, though, and I'm really honored to be here, so thanks for having me. I feel like all of the topics today have led up to this presentation. What we do and what this topic is about is everything that comes after all the development process that was discussed. I think it was Jennifer mentioned this morning in the first session that, from the first lease signing till when a project goes operational could be 10 years. And so what we do is then take the project from that commercial operation and make sure your returns are able to be there for the 30 years that your financial model that the project, the presentation before us talked about. Just a little bit about me. I was asked to talk about EPC and O&M. That's a very broad topic. Just EPC alone, just O&M alone, there's a lot to dive into. So I tried to select a few topics that maybe you wouldn't be aware of if you were working on one of these contracts. And we'll dig in. The first thing that's up here actually wasn't on the first slide, and I kind of did that intentionally because safety should be at the forefront of every project. When we're talking about EPC, O&M, as soon as you have a technician in the field, it should be the first thing that you're talking about with the contract. So just a couple contractual points if you're working on one of these. Sometimes we see asset owners or the person seeking the services to push their safety standards and processes. This seems logical, but interestingly, it actually can create a safety problem. If a technician is moving from project to project and there's an incident on a site and we then have to tell them that they should have called this phone number instead of that phone number or done it a different way, that then puts them on the back burner. Right? They take a step back and they feel like they've done something wrong. And what we should be doing when something happens is getting to know the root cause and, get the lessons learned out of that. We should be not a disciplinary situation. So we actually, specifically in O&M, EPC it's a little bit easier, but definitely in O&M, you want to be reviewing the service provider's safety manuals and processes, and making sure that those stand up to what you would expect versus pushing your own onto them. Another difficult thing, to be honest, as I was putting this together, I was unsure if I should be looking at this from the asset owner side or from the service owner side. So I'm going to try to talk about it from both angles, so you know. Okay. The first big thing that comes up when we talk about EPC and O&M contracts are performance guarantees. So again, the last presentation talked about all the tax equity expectations of a project, and I believe it was immediately before that, Rochelle talked about the off-taker expectations of a project. And so all of those items in the preceding contracts get funneled down to these, right? Everything that they're expecting, those other entities are expecting of the project, we need to make sure that now actually happen. So that goes into the EPC and O&M contracts. For an EPC project specifically, the biggest one to talk about is the capacity test. This looks a little bit different depending on if we're talking about wind, solar, or battery storage, but similar commercial structures, if you will, across all three. The intention of these is to make sure that the project that you've hired someone to design and build for you actually gives you the production that you are expecting, right? That it stands up to that financial model.